This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
He said, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the people will summon each other, will call each other to attack you, just like people call each other to come and share a dish together. Like you're going to be a prey. People attack you from all over the places. And subhanAllah, there's no better manifestation of this than what you see today in the United Nations and around the world. Everybody is racing. Everybody is racing right now to show their true colors to the world. There is no doubt, my dear brothers and sisters, the loss of innocent lives, no matter from which side and where it is definitely a tragic thing, a tragic and a catastrophic matter. No doubt about this. But when you see that everybody is racing to show their support to the oppressor and gaslighting the oppressed, just unbelievable. This grave injustice by politicians, statesmen, sports people, celebrities, influencers, everybody who is completely has nothing to do with the matter is just racing to have a share on that meal. Because now the oppressed being actually the one that is considered the oppressor. Brothers and sisters, that reminds me with the Greek philosopher when he once was walking with a lamp during the day. In broad daylight, walking around with a lamp. And then someone will look at him, he goes, what are you doing? What are you doing with this flashlight, basically, during the day? قَالَ أُفَتِّشُ عَنْ إِنسَانِ I'm looking for a man, looking for an honest man. In our modern times, we say a decent person, someone who could really be just decent. When you watch the news these days, you get sick and tired of this. You start even questioning yourself. Am I the one who's not really seeing the reality? What's going on in the world? What happened to these people? When presidents repeating lies, when statesmen repeating lies and they know they're lies, but they keep lying about them and then they will deny them after this and they're lying again, subhanAllah, it's just like unbelievable. That is one of the greatest injustices that is happening to our brothers and sisters right now in Palestine and Gaza. May Allah make it easy for them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We see right now there are different battles. There is the people's battle, the physical one, something we cannot do much about really, other than helping them out with whatever we can, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, to ease their situation. But then we have the battle of the minds. That's what happens in the media outlets. That's what happens with people, with your co-workers, with your friends around you, with your neighbors. If you go right now to any app that you're part of in the neighborhood, subhanAllah, everybody just repeated the exact same lies over and over again, over and over again. And sometimes you feel hopeless and helpless, truly. Because subhanAllah, people are willing to believe lies because they make, you know, more traction, more drama probably, than the truth itself. And here, when it comes to look at the hypocrisy of the world, we need to understand it's nothing new. It was even mentioned to us in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us about these people. Telling us in the Quran, one of the best stories that was narrated in details in the Quran, the story of Musa alayhi salam. Musa and the Fir'aun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing us the example of what's happening today. When the oppressed or oppressor tries to make himself the victim and gaslighting the oppressed. That is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates in Surah Al-Shu'ara, قَالَ وَإِذْ نَادَى رَبُّكَ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ إِئْتِ الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ When your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, He called upon Musa, go to the wrongdoing people. قَوْمَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَلَا يَتَّقُونَ The people of the Pharaoh, will they not fear Allah? Look, he asking him right now to talk to these people. He didn't just say the leader, he said the people. So he spoke to the people of Fir'aun. أَلَا يَتَّقُونَ Shouldn't they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then Musa, like everybody else, feels intimidated a little bit. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَيُكَذِّبُونَ My Lord, I'm afraid they're going to reject me. They think I'm going to be lying to them. وَيَضِيقُ صَدْرِي وَلَا يَلْطَلِقُ لِسَانِي I want to be able to articulate. I want to be say that what I need to say. فَأَرْسِ إِلَى هَارُونَ Ya Rabbi, can I get Harun with me, my brother, to help me out? And then he admits his fault. وَلَهُمْ عَلَيَّ ذَنْبِ I have made a mistake. I've killed a man from their people. قال فَأَخَافُ أَيَقْتُلُونَ I'm afraid that they're going to take me for this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sends Musa alayhi salam regardless of the circumstances. And he says, go. You need to go regardless of the circumstances. Go and call for justice because the Fir'aun has been oppressing your people for too long. And Allah commands Musa alayhi salam, قَالَ كَلَّا فَذْهَبَا Go on, your brother. بِآيَاتِنَا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ مُسْتَمِعُونَ We're listening. Just go. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him, قال فأتي يا فرعون. Go speak to فرعون. فقولا إن رسول رب العالمين. We are the messengers of the Lord of the worlds. And أرسل معنا بني إسرائيل. All what we're asking you is to bring justice to the people of Israel. SubhanAllah, in this time of ours right now, the whole script is opposite. It's completely reversed. It's completely reversed, and I wish these people can go back to their history and learn from it. They understand the injustice that they're opposing against other people. And here, Allah asked Musa, go to the Fir'aun and say, I just need my people. They've been for a long time under this injustice. They need to have freedom. Set them free. And that's when we talk about freedom, a jama'ah. There is always that kind of selective benevolence. What we call it today, the Western democracies, talking about, you know, how they did this good here and this kind of good here. Selective benevolence. And that's what the Fir'aun also said. And he talked to Musa alayhi salam. قَالَ أَلَمْ رَبِّكَ فِينَا وَلِيدًا وَلَبِثْتَ فِينَا مِنْ عُمُرِكَ سِنِينَ. This is like such an ungrateful man you are. Remember, we raised you when you were a child. You lived with us for years. We took care of you. So like he's now telling him, remember the favor I put up on you? That I made you who you are right now? And then he now reminding him with the mistake, like gaslighting Musa. قَالَ وَفَعَلْتَ فَعَلَتَكَ الَّتِي فَعَلْتَ وَأَنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And you did what you did when he pushed that man in an argument and that man, you know, died. And he says, and you were among those who are utterly ungrateful to us. Now, subhanAllah, if you look at this statement of jama'ah, that's exactly what happened today. Fir'aun didn't bring his crimes. He didn't talk about the killing that he's been doing to Bani Israel. He didn't talk about the kids that he killed. The children, as Allah must mention in the Quran, killing their kids, yastahiyu nisa'uhum, and enslaving their women. He didn't speak about his crimes, Fir'aun. No, he remembered what Musa did. Because remember, we took care of you. Look what you did. You killed one of us, and you ran away. And Musa, alayhi salam, he admitted it. قَالَ فَعَلْتُهَا. I admit that. I فَعَلْتُهَا. إِذَا وَأَنَا مِنَ الضَّالِينَ. I was astray at the time. I didn't know what I was doing. He had no guidance in that regard. And that's why he ran away. قَالَ فَفَرَرْتُ مِنْكُمْ لَمَّا خِفْتُكُمْ. When I was scared, what you gonna do to me? I ran away. But then in those 10 years when he went away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the hukum. قَالَ فَوَهَبَ لِي رَبِّي حُكْمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose me to be that messenger. وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And then now Musa reminding Fir'aun. قَالَ وَتِلْكَ نِعْمَةٌ تَمُنُّهُ عَلَيْهِ. Like, are you serious? You right now, you're going to talk about what you did, the favor you bestowed upon me. قال أن عبدت بني إسرائيل. Is that a favor that you bestow upon me when you enslaved all my family, all my people? Like you would be so benevolent to me only, just me. What about my people? They don't count? Today in the morning, I was listening to some politicians, head states, speaking about humanity and gentleness and kindness, and we have to touch humanity in the hearts of people. And I was just kind of like, what are they talking about? Exactly. Very selective sense of humanity they have here. That selective benevolence they're talking about. We're talking about apartheid state, jama'ah. You have an apartheid world that is choosing different set of rules of justice to apply to different people. Allah al-musta'an. But why are we surprised? Fir'aun was their master. قَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ وَمَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And now, when Musa brought to Fir'aun, that, listen, let's apply justice properly. Let's apply the rule and the law properly here. Fir'aun, being an arrogant, قَالَ وَمَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Who is that you're talking to me that I need to subject myself to? Like nowadays, we talk about the rule of law and international law and United Nations, you know, resolution, all kind of stuff. Who cares? Like, who's that God you're talking about? قَالَ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِن كُنْتُمْ مُوقِنِينَ. The Lord of the heavens and the earth, if you truly have that certainty. Now Fir'aun, in that argument, he start now mobilizing. قَالَ مَنْ حَوْلُهُ أَلَا تَسْتَمِعُونَ. Listen to this nonsense. This guy gaslighting Musa in that sense, speaking about the truth about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Fir'aun is telling him, look at this. What is he talking about? Where is he fabricating all these things from? Where is he getting that stuff from? قَالَ, and he told him, قَالَ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِن كُنْتُم مُوقِنِينَ. قَالَ مَنْ حَوْلَهُ أَلَا تَسْتَمِعُونَ. قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ وَرَبُّ آبَائِكُمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. My Lord, your Lord, and the Lord of your forefathers from before. then Fir'aun, now he went to completely the nonsense. Stop talking about, you know, about facts and went to emotions. قَالَ إِنَّ رَسُولَكُمُ الَّذِي أُرْسَلَ إِلَيْكُمْ الْمَجْنُونَ. This guy is insane. Character assassination. Are you going to listen to a crazy person? So then, قَالَ رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ مَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. If you truly believe in the Lord of the East and the West, then you need to make sure that you believe in Him. Follow His rule. And that's when the Fir'aun, when he felt that he's basically started becoming a disadvantage in that argument, he went to what? To threats. Threats and blackmailing Musa alayhi salam. Forcing a narrative that he wants to believe in and wants the other to believe in. قَالَ إِنْ اتَّخَذْتَ إِلَهًا غَيْلَ أَجْعَلَنَّكَ مِنَ الْمَسْجُونِينَ. If you're not going to worship me, if you're going to worship somebody, if you're not going to believe me, if you're going to follow me, then I'm going to put you in prison. Forcing narratives, whether you like it or not, this is the case basically. And that's when Musa alayhi salam قَالَ أَوَلَا وَجِئْتُكَ بِشَيْءٍ مُبِينٍ. Hear the evidence. Hear the proof. Now Fir'aun says, bring it. But he did. فَأَلْقَى عَصَاهُ. He showed him the truth. He showed him the proof. And that's when Fir'aun, he kind of like felt intimidated himself as well. But he had to dodge that truth and that proof. He's dodging it right now. Suddenly, he's calling other people. He goes, قَالَ الْمَلَأِ مِنْ حَوْلِهِ. قَالَ الْمَلَأِ. The people who are around him, حوله, إن هذا رساحر عليم. He's a great magician. Oh my God. He's a great magician. And then he asked him, he says, what do you think we should do? يريد أن يخرجكم من أرضكم بسحره فماذا تأمرون. He's planning to take you out of your country, out of your home, out of your land. Like he's now distorting reality, making captivity a bless. He says he wants to take you out of your homeland. فَمَاذَا تَأْمُرُونَ. What should I do? What do you order me to do? As if he's subtle right now, he wants to listen to advisors around him. My dear brothers and sisters, these are old tactics being used for years and years and years by the tyrants, as you can see here. But in reality, no one wants to listen to the truth that it's a matter of 75 years occupation, 16 years of open-air imprisonment, injustice of all kinds of penal injustices, The systematic daily killing and harassment of the people, subhanAllah, of there, no one wants to hear about this at all. They want to only see one thing, what they want to see, what they want to believe. They're blinded by their prejudice and their bias, the dogma that they believe in, regardless. And when it comes to applying humanity, it has two rules. You're dealing with two different people over here. Brothers and sisters, they're attacking right now the victims and making it justified as a result of that. But frankly, how are you going to expect, you know, justice from people who cannot even tell the difference between man and woman? You can't even define that anymore. How do you want people to take him seriously in that marriage, Jama'ah? How can we expect that when they're completely blind by that field of injustice? As Muslims, what do we do? What can we do right now? And Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tara al-mu'mina fi tarahumihim wa tawaddihim wa ta'atufihim kamathal al-jasad. That the example of these believers, like one community, one body, when one aches, everything actually starts now suffering as a result of that. What we need to do, my dear brothers and sisters, in time like this, because there is so much ignorance going around, I got messages and emails from friends, other faiths, who are sympathizing with you, saying, you know, I hope you guys, your families are doing well, I hope you guys are not, you know, having anybody there who's hurt and so on and so. And that was very genuine, really, approach from them. May Allah guide their hearts, Ya Rabbil Alameen. So some of them, they have no idea what's going on. Genuinely, they're asking, I honestly don't know what's going on. What's the difference? Why is this happening? They completely indulge in their own life here. And they have completely disconnected from the reality of the world. They only see what the media tells them. And unfortunately, they believe, you know, of their media. They believe what they see on that. So they need education. If you know somebody like this from your coworkers, friends, or neighbors, reach out to them, educate them. And before you do that, educate yourself as well about the matter. So when you talk to the people, you have the facts. And you speak in a way that they understand it. Rhetoric is not going to help you. But speaking facts with people and connect with them on a human level will. Advocate for these people, for the oppressed ones. If you have, alhamdulillah, access to people who can influence and make change, reach out to them as well too and speak. Supplicate, never ever never ever underestimate the power of the dua. Wallahi, it is powerful. Especially when it's done, you know, sincerely from the heart in the darkest of the night. And if you can congregate with other people, where you can, inshallah ta'ala, bring change and influence in our community and our society, then make sure to do that. For me, subhanAllah, when I listen to what's going on there, yes, there's a lot of atrocities happening there. But you learn from the resilience that you see over there. Unbelievable. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them, ya Rabbil Alameen. When you do that, make sure that your aim is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one else but Allah azza wa jal. Don't make the hatred that you have towards people to blind you from being fair and being just. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم أما بعد. اللهم إنا نشكو إليك ضعف قوتنا وقلة حيلتنا وهواننا على الناس. اللهم إنا نستودعك المسجد الأقصى. اللهم إنا نستودعك المسجد الأقصى مسرى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا من لا تضيع الودائع عنده يا رب العالمين، احفظهم بحفظك يا رحمن يا رحيم، واكلأهم برعايتك يا رب العالمين. اللهم هذا حال لا يخفى عليك، وضعفنا ظاهر بين يديك، فانصرنا وانصرهم يا رب العالمين، انصرهم بنصرك يا رحمن يا رحيم. اللهم استر عيوبنا وارحم ضعفنا يا أرحم الراحمين، ولا تؤاخذنا بما فعل السفهاء منا. اللهم كن لهم ناصرا ومعينا يا رب العالمين. اللهم كن لهم ناصرا ومعينا يا رب العالمين. اللهم نستودعك المسجد الأقصى وفلسطين وغزة هاشم وأهلها وأرضها وسماءها ورجالها ونساءها وأطفالها. اللهم احفظهم بحفظك من كل سوء يا رب العالمين. يا رب نحفظهم من كل سوء يا رحمن يا رحيم. اللهم انصر المستضعفين من المسلمين في كل مكان، في بلاد المسلمين وغيرها يا رب العالمين. اللهم فرج همهم ونفس كربهم، اللهم فرج همهم ونفس كربهم وأقل عثراتهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارفق بالمستضعفين من المسلمين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين، من أهل غزة وفلسطين وفي الهند وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين، كلهم ناصرا ومعينا يا رحمن يا رحيم. اللهم اجبر كسرهم وارحم ضعفهم وتولى أمرهم وارفع البلاء والظلم عنهم يا رب العالمين. ارحم شهداءهم واشف مرضاهم ورد غائبهم وتولى شأنهم وأمورهم يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وارض اللهم عن خلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان يوم الدين. وأقم الصلاة.